So we actually are establishing a number of collaborations here at Penn with faculty in our newly formed Institute of Biomedical Informatics. And many of my current postdocs have far greater interests and expertise than I in machine learning, and particularly in the use of natural language processing of electronic health records to guide clinical predictions and clinical outcomes ascertainment. And I think there is a tremendous untapped potential using those methods to improve healthcare delivery. I'm not sure that potential is quite as big as the hype around that potential right now, but it's certainly substantial nonetheless. So when I said that we had developed a prediction model based on clinical variables, it really was just that, a simple regression model. We didn't use any machine learning or AI techniques to develop that prediction, and arguably, had we, it may or may not have been similar improvement in predictive accuracy when adding the clinician's judgments. I'm actually meeting later this week with the director of our Institute for Biomedical Informatics to talk about a reanalysis of our data to see whether machine learning techniques might have changed the equation such that the clinician's individual predictions may or may not have been as helpful to what the computer could come up with when we really use the computer in a better way.